The list of forms of work which are forbidden during Shemitah but are permitted during Tosefes Shavuos, that period in the sixth year, directly before Shemitah, that list continues. Sochenes HaPagim, says the Mishnah, one can apply oil to unripe figs, Umanak V'noisan, and you can pierce them, and this is really done together. They would put oil on some sort of pin, and then pierce the figs with the pin, thus adding oil into the inside of the fig. And this would speed up the growth of the figs and cause them to ripen quicker. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to do this at Rosh Hashanah all the way until the beginning of the Shemitah year, because you're doing it for the sake of the sixth year produce. However, Pagi Erev Shavuos Shenichnasu LaShavuos, unripe figs which grow in the year before Shemitah, which enter into the Shemitah year still as unripe figs, meaning that even if you were to add oil to the figs, they still wouldn't ripen by the time Shemitah comes. Or v'shal shavir sheyotzu l'mitzoy shavirs, produce which grows during Shemitah, and it goes into the year after Shemitah still unripe, le'sachem le'manak v'noisan, you would not be able to add oil to them by piercing them. Meaning, in the first case, you wouldn't even be able to do this process in the sixth year, because since even with doing this process, the produce won't ripen by the time Shemitah comes, it seems like you're preparing for Shemitah. You're causing the figs to grow and complete their ripening during Shemitah itself, and therefore you cannot do that on Erev Shemitah if it will not cause it to ripen before Shemitah. And when it comes to produce which grew during Shemitah, according to this opinion of our Mishnah, anything which grows during Shemitah, it's forbidden to work on that produce even after Shemitah. And therefore you would not be able to add oil even after Shemitah if it grew during Shemitah, if it started growing during the Shemitah year. Now Rabbi Yehuda adds an exception to this, and Rabbi Yehuda says that this is only true that you're not allowed to do this process of the oil in the sixth year if it won't ripen by the time the Shemitah year arrives. That's only true Meklim Shenagu Losuch, if it's in a location where people are accustomed to add oil to the figs. Meaning, if it was a regular form of work to add oil to figs in that area, then in Sochin, then you can't add oil even in the sixth year. Because it is a form of work, so it does seem like you're preparing for the seventh year. But if you're in a place, if it's a place where people don't generally add oil to figs, then it does not seem like you're preparing for the seventh year. It doesn't seem like a form of work even. And therefore, Sochin, you would be able to add the oil during the sixth year. Now, Rabbi Shimon is going to argue on the second part of the Tanakhama's statement. That was with regards to the figs, which grew during the Shemitah year, and whether you're allowed to do processes to them in the eighth year, meaning in the year which follows Shemitah. Now, according to the Tanakhama, just like you're not allowed to oil that produce which grew in the seventh year, even in the eighth year, you're also not allowed to work the entire tree. If there's fruit on that tree which grew during the seventh year, then the entire tree cannot be worked because it is holding fruit, that has the sanctity and holiness of Shemitah produce. However, Rabbi Shimon says that the tree is viewed as separate from the produce. It's true that the produce which grew during Shemitah, the fruit themselves, that cannot be worked even after Shemitah. However, the tree itself, Rabbi Shimon Matir Bo Ilan, Rabbi Shimon allows you to work the tree itself, Mipneishu Rasha Bavadisa Ilan, because during the eighth year, when it's not Shemitah, he is allowed to work the tree. So just because there are fruit on there which grew during Shemitah, that should not affect what he is able to do with the rest of the tree. Mishnah Vav, it's important to remember that the Tosefes Shavuos, which is Midoraisa, which is from the Torah, is only 30 days before Shemitah. Midrabanan already from Shavuos or Pesach, depending on what type of field it is, that is also forbidden because it's preparing for the seventh year. So that's with regards to forms of work such as ploughing, because there it seems very much that you're preparing to do a form of work in Shemitah, for example, to plant during Shemitah. However, when it comes to the form of work such as planting itself, sowing the seeds, that's not a form of work which is sort of preparing for another sort of work. Rather, once they're planted, they can just grow. It's not like ploughing, where the entire purpose of ploughing is only in order to do something else, which will be done in Shemitah, and therefore it's forbidden before Shemitah. And because of this, there's no added time onto the Tosefes Shavuos. So the Tosefes Shavuos for planting only lasts for 30 days before Shemitah. So you can plant during the sixth year after Shavuos. However, we're going to see now that it's not so simple, because the Mishnah says, a noitin, one cannot plant trees, v'ein mavrichin, one cannot do a process of havracha, which is when you take the branch of a tree, and you take the tip of that branch, and you bend it down, and bury it underground, while it's still attached to the tree, and then the branch grows horizontally underground, and then the tip emerges above ground at a different point in the field, and it's still connected to the original tree. But after a while, this branch which has emerged from the ground at a different point, in a different place, actually develops its own roots, until you can actually detach it from the original tree, and it becomes a tree in and of itself. So that's the process of Havracha. It's very similar to planting a tree, because that's essentially what you're doing. They markivin, and you can't graft two branches of a tree together. You can't tie two of the same species of a tree together to fuse them together, because again, that's like, in a way, planting a new tree. So you can't do this Erev Shavuos during the sixth year, the year before Shemitah. And listen carefully to how we read the next sentence. Pachas mishloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Less than 30 days before the Tosefes Shavuos, which is before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, we add on another 30 days before the Tosefes Shavuos, so that it comes out that actually for 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, that is the time that you cannot plant or do Havracha or graft branches. And the reason for this is not because the Tosefes Shavuos stretches to earlier. Rather, it's because if you plant something, or if you do the other two things, it only takes root, or for example, the graft, the two branches only fuse together after 30 days. So you might do the action of planting it, let's say 50 days before Rosh Hashanah, but it only actually takes root into the ground 30 days later, which will be during Tosefes Shavuos. And therefore you cannot do that, so you have to make sure you do it well in advance of Tosefes Shavuos, so that when it actually takes root or fuses with the other branch, it will not be during Tosefes Shavuos, because otherwise it's considered like you're planting during Tosefes Shavuos. And the Mishnah says, V'im nota yehivrecha hirkev, if you did one of these three things less than 30 days before Tosefes Shavuos, then Yaakov, you've got to uproot it, you've got to untie the graft as a punishment for going against the Shemitah laws. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient, and he says, Klai kovosh eino kiletes l'shloisha yomim, any graft which doesn't take hold within 3 days, shuv eino koletes, is not going to take hold at all. Meaning, it takes 3 days, not 30 days. When it comes to a graft, and the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda is referring to planting and doing havrocha as well, when it comes to any of these processes, it doesn't take 30 days for it to take root. It takes 3 days for at least the first stage of taking root to occur, or in the case of grafting, the first stage of fusing to occur. And that's the stage which we look at. And therefore, as long as you do one of these three processes more than 3 days in advance of Tosefes Shavuos, it would be okay. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omerim, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon take the middle opinion, and then they say it's not 30 days, and it's not 3 days, rather than Shtei Shabbosos, it's 2 weeks. And really, all three opinions are referring to different stages in the taking root, and in the fusing. The question is, what is the significant stage which we should follow? So, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, you would need to do these processes more than 2 weeks in advance of Shemitah of Tosefes Shavuos. So that's 30 days plus 2 weeks before Shemitah itself. Mishnah Zayin, the halacha is that produce which grows during the Shemitah year has the sanctity of Shemitah produce. You can only use it in certain ways. Midrabbanan, many types of produce you can't even eat, even if they grew by themselves during Shemitah. The question is, what about produce which grows partly in, let's say, the sixth year, and partly in the seventh year? Or if it grew, let's say, partly in the seventh year and partly in the eighth year? Is that considered Shemitah produce? So the answer is that depending on what type of produce it is, there's a stage during its growth which we consider to be the critical and significant stage, and if that occurred during Shemitah, then it's considered Shemitah produce. If not, then it's not. So for example, for grain, that stage would be at a third of its growth. For most trees, it would be when the fruit start budding. For vegetables, it would be when you gather them in from the fields. However, our Mishnah is going to discuss rice and other similar types of produce. And the unique characteristic about this type of produce is that in a rice field, for example, all the rice grows at a different pace. It doesn't all grow at the same time, and it's all gathered up at the same time, and it reaches, let's say, a third of its growth at the same time. All those critical stages which we mentioned would be different for each grain of rice, or for each part of the rice field. And therefore, that critical stage cannot be something which is different for each part of the field, because then you'd have some parts of the field which are considered Shemitah produce, some parts which aren't. So we need to find a stage which is pretty much the same for the entire field of rice. Now, as well as having an impact on whether the produce is considered Shemitah produce or not, this critical stage also makes a difference with regards to Maisrus. Maisrus are the various tithes and gifts which one needs to give to Kohanim or Levim or poor people, and there are certain tithes which depend on the year. Not every year has the same tithes which need to be separated, so we also need to know what year's produce is this produce considered. So the Mishnah says, Ha'erez rice v'hadoichan, millet v'haprogin, and poppy seeds v'hashumshumin, and sesame seeds. And these are all things that they each grow at a different speed. So this critical stage cannot be at a specific part of its growth, a specific stage of its growth, because that would be different across the field. Rather, what is the critical stage for these types of produce? Sheheshrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If they took root into the ground, which occurs shortly after planting it, and therefore it's pretty much the same across the whole field, so if that stage occurred before Rosh Hashanah, and this would apply to any year, then misasr nisha ovar, it has to be treated as the last year's produce with regards to tithes. And if, let's say, that Rosh Hashanah was the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, so if they took root before then, that means that they took root during the sixth year, then umatorim b'shavias, they'll be permitted during Shemitah, meaning it would not be considered Shemitah produce, because the critical stage, that stage in which it took root, that did not occur during Shemitah. However, if it only happened after Rosh Hashanah, then asurim b'shavias, will be forbidden during Shemitah, meaning it would be considered Shemitah produce, misasin l'shana haba, and you'd have to separate maises from it. For the coming year, that does not apply to the Shemitah year, because during Shemitah, there's no maises. There's no tithes because you can't work the field, so there's no harvested crop to give tithes from. But this is talking about any other year. If it took root after Rosh Hashanah, then it would be considered the New Year's produce, so the New Year's tithes would apply to that produce. Mishnah Ches, this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and it begins by discussing an Egyptian bean. Now, an Egyptian bean is usually planted to eat the bean. However, sometimes somebody would plant the Egyptian bean just in order to produce other seeds. Now, in a normal case, where it's planted to eat it, so all the beans of that field would be gathered together, and the critical stage would therefore be when it's gathered from the field, because that stage would be the same for all of the beans. However, if the Egyptian beans were planted for the seeds, then they were not all gathered at the same time. So according to the opinion of the previous Mishnah, that doesn't matter, since in general, these beans are planted to eat. So in this unusual circumstance where they're planted for the seeds, we're not going to change the law, and therefore the critical stage would remain as that point when they're gathered in. However, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, per la mitzri, an Egyptian bean shazuroi lezerat batchila, which he planted for the sake of seeds originally. So when he planted it, he was only planting it for seeds. And let's say he planted a whole field of them, so according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, kayetzi bahen, it would have the same halacha as the other species mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and therefore that critical stage would be when they take root in the ground. Since that happens very shortly after they're planted, so that occurs at roughly the same time for all of the Egyptian beans. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says as well as that afunim hagamloinim, this is some other sort of bean, kayetzi bahen would also be the same as them, meaning that if you plant it for the sake of the seeds, then that critical stage would also be when they take root. However, Rabbi Elazar says, this kind of bean, Mishatimlu Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, the critical stage is whether you reach the stage where there are pods. If it's reached that stage by Rosh Hashanah, and that's a later stage after it's taken root, only if that occurs before Rosh Hashanah would it be considered part of the previous year's produce.